So, for what seemed like hours and possibly a day, but was in fact milliseconds, because that's how the magic of sexual Santa works on Christmas Eve. There I was, an 11-year-old boy regaling this sexually moribund couple with the delights of the Kama Sutra. And they listened. For the first time in my life, someone actually listened. We don't listen to kids, do we? We think an 11-year-old can tell us nothing. But they can tell us so much, because their brains work in a different way. Now I'm older, I realize this. I have an 11-year-old, and they can learn things in seconds that for you takes days. Genuinely. I've been learning piano, and it takes me maybe 4 days to pick something up that my 11-year-old can pick up in 4 minutes. Literally, it's incredible. And then we call the kids, oh, useless. Children are a massively untapped resource in this world. In most parts of the world, anyway. In some parts of the world, they're used all the time. But, you know, for a lot of the world, we spend all of our time teaching them algebra, as if that's important. As if that's ever going to be used. We could be using this brain power to teach them something of use so very quickly that they could then disseminate through the entire world. Take me, an 11-year-old who had barely skim-read the Kama Sutra and was now a complete expert on sexual union and love play. And even though I was 11, I was clever enough to miss out the bits that were now outdated. Like the woman should act in conformity with the man's wishes, as if he were a divine being. So many things are ignored now, because they contain things that are outdated. They contain things like this that are inappropriate for current times. The Kama Sutra was written in the 3rd century, 2,000 years ago. Of course it's going to be slightly outdated, you twats. That doesn't mean it should be ignored. Just like 11-year-olds, they're going to say things that are ridiculous. But we ignore them at our peril. Because what they both have is innocence. The Kama Sutra was written in the 3rd century, 2,000 years ago. Before mobile phones, before television, before basically anything. Can you imagine what the world was like to somebody in the 3rd century? You'll have got up, looked outside and thought, well, what should we do today? I've got a good idea. Nothing. Because there is nothing. There is nothing to do. It's the 3rd fucking century. So I'll tell you what we should do. We should go back to bed. And make love. And we may as well take our entire day making love and reaching new heights of sexual pleasure. Because when you do it right, you literally do not need anything else. And as I read, they listened. And they completely ignored the apparent inappropriate nature of what was going on. As an 11-year-old boy sat at the end of their beds, teaching them about sex, had over the years got used to the reality of Santa breaking in and entering everyone in the world on Christmas Eve and giving them presents. So why not? Why not? Why not put your trust in an 11-year-old kid to fly around the world on Christmas Eve and teach people how to fuck. Teach the world to fuck. Someday, the world will change and allow this. And you know what I thought? Someday was today. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time.